This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Big Bang Update from the Yard. On 105.7 The Fan.
I think all owners are involved, and we're no different than anybody else. We didn't have a financial limit on what he could spend or not spend, but he did want to let us know what he was doing all the time and get our input, and we gave him our input. But our input really was, you know, just relating to learning more about the particular players. It wasn't so much about the money. The money isn't the big issue. We are financially in very good shape.
Wow. How many people you think aren't going to believe that, Ed?
Oh,
just because that's
410-583-1057. I guarantee these people dial on the phone right now.
They said, I don't believe it.
Yes. I believe it when I see it.
You believe it?
I do. That there's no ceiling? Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of what we suggested going into this thing, that the wallet would be opened up a little bit. You know, I don't. Why do people equate a successful offseason to the team that spends the most money?
I don't know. And, you know, I get it because you're getting big name players. But one of the quotes in that article, if you read anything, I read the stuff from Koska, Jacob Calvin-Meyer. We had Weyrich on last week. A lot of stuff coming out about this. And one of the quotes was, like, Mike Elias has his business model. He looks at contracts and said, this player is worth this amount according to what he puts up and what we project. He even made a statement saying Elias can tell you how many games we're going to win this year and be pretty damn accurate with it. And I believe him, barring something catastrophic happening. But I think those are the types of guys you have. He has a business model in place, and he's not going to go out. And as much as people wanted him to sign Corbin Burns, he's not going to go out and overpay for a 30-year-old pitcher whose numbers are slowly declining.
But yes, and apparently he wanted to leave anyway.
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, Corbin Burns, it looks like he came here wanting to leave. No offense to the Orioles. He's at a point in his career where he probably just wanted to go back closer to home. He just had a set of twins.
I feel like Elias is the guy that goes to those garage sales, and he's looking for that cheap thing that's worth so much.
Just looking for the Declaration of Independence that nobody knows behind the painting.
And that's what he does. He finds value in it. If you look at what he did in Houston, some of the guys he drafted, they were going, why are you drafting this guy? And then look at what they turned out to be. Everybody thought he was crazy for drafting Carlos Correa first.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. One of the best shortstops we've seen. Now his skills have eroded and he's no longer there.
For his time, he was.
Yes. And again, like, these people that are all of a sudden, I never understood the people that go, ownership won't spend any money. And then you have one offseason with them. He's like, see, I told you, when they spent more money according to what their salary or, you know, what they were spending last year. This was one of the, I mean, when you look at the team and what they've accomplished thus far with all this young talent, when you are ready to go out and pay for the right player, it's got to be the right player. I'm not just jumping like the Yankees did at Max Fried and giving him $200 million because they missed out on Juan Soto.
That's what I was going to suggest. People, you mentioned, Rob mentioned, you know, they equate success with spending in the offseason. Did the Yankees have a successful offseason? You lost Juan Soto. But they spent a ton of money.
Yeah, I think the best thing for the Yankees is maybe getting a full season of Jason Dominguez. That's what I'd be excited about if I was a Yankee fan. But, you know, like, I just look at some of this stuff. Baseball is totally different than the other sports. There's no salary cap. The Mets spent over $1 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion. So, of course, it's going to look like the Orioles didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they did. They brought in new players. You've got a lot of guys here and guys getting healthy. Oh, by the way, they don't have a frontline starter. He should be coming back midway through the season.
Did the Mets go to the World Series?
No. It's just, you know, but again.
They went further in the playoffs, but they still lost.
I think people see that type of ownership and go, why can't we do that? I think Rubenstein would be willing to do that.
If it was necessary.
Yes.
I don't think right now is necessary. This is what I think. If we get to that trade deadline and there's something that you just have to have, I think they'll pull the plug this time around. I do. But I think that's what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
I think they want to catch some team desperate. Because everybody right now is calling out bluff because you've got all these top prospects. Yeah. But if you wait till a team gets desperate, you know, man, look, we got this guy who's not gonna be around much longer. We suck this year. We need to the Brewers.
Yeah,
a team like that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to recoup our farm system. We'll give you this and that for
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That.
There's two things that people should be happy about, that this team does not just go and trade their top prospect for something that could help right now or that you believe will help. Like, you could be the White Sox trading away Fernando Tatis Jr. for big game James Shields, who did nothing for him. You could be one of these other teams that moves another great prospect all of a sudden to try to get something to help you now and going, well, that didn't work out, because I am not trading the upper echelon guys for 1 year of anything. It just does not make sense when you think about the financials of it. And I'll go back to this.
So you like the Zach Eflin type deals?
I do.
Where you get them half plus one.
I like that, but again, what they gave up for it and understanding the type of pitcher Eflin can be. But the other part of this, too, is I go back to something Rob said, because all these people keep going, well, they're not going to sign Gunnar. I feel like they're going to make a conscientious effort to bring him in. Now, if the money got ridiculous, maybe Elias goes, we just can't do that, but we can do this in our business model. Maybe ownership says, I don't care what it costs, I want to keep that guy.
Yeah, he may be getting a Juan Soto contract.
They just had lunch this past weekend.
I wouldn't be surprised with the way things are going for Scott Boras that he might be one of the few guys that signs before free agency. Because Scott Boras ain't winning like he used to win.
No. Mm-hmm. Pete Alonso had to sign that 2-year deal.
Yeah. Scott Boras is not winning the way he used to win. His offseason last year wasn't that good. He lost with Blake Snell and who's the other pitcher?
Jordan Montgomery.
He's not winning like he used to win.
And this year he's running into some other problems. There's still players out there.
Uh-huh.
They're like, hey, where am I going?
if I'm Gunner, you can flash that half bill. Why not?
Yeah, look, I think when you look at this team, and Rob's right, when you start looking at the superstars that are on this team, they're young. And you want to see how much better they're going to get with another year under their belt. And people are like, well, you just can't expect it. Yes, I can, because that's what happens with these young stars. Look at Juan Soto when he started off. Look at what he did in year two. Mm-hmm. Look at year three. Just keep looking at the years.
But don't we agree, and from the business end, though, before you sign guys to that kind of money, because there's this thing called escrow, don't you have to know that you can make some of that money back off of them?
Yes,
to me,
absolutely.
Guys like Shohei, mm-hmm. that's a no-brainer. You know how much money I can get from Japan and this country? So Shohei has probably already paid his own contract. You know, you got Juan Soto in New York. Come on, one of the biggest Latin American populations there is around.
Yeah.
Juan Soto has already made his money for the Mets. So you can go in and pay that forward.
I think they're already building a statue, and he hasn't taken it back yet.
Exactly. So before I get that guy $500 million+, I got to make sure that I'm going to get some return. That's an investment.
And you got to see that the business model's working. And again, I don't know, understanding that Rubenstein's been a good businessman, that's how you make this money. That's how you've done things the right way. They're already working on the farm system and all the things down mm-hmm. in Florida and spring training and putting in other outlets. They're adding to the stadium, which he talked about. It'll be over 3 years. And these are the things that people care about, but they don't care about right now. They care about winning.
Well, I think they do. They just want everything.
Yeah.
They want everything. And all these things planned. We talked about Corbin Burns wanting to go back to Arizona for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Rob just brought up the big – forget the Latin – Dominican population.
Yeah.
The Dominican population in New York City is 200,000 more people than we have in Baltimore. There's 700,000 Dominicans in New York. 700,000. Baltimore's only got 550,000 people. Think about it. It's the biggest, their population of Dominicans is the biggest city than we live in.
Do they have that 10% of the massage parlors up there too?
They're higher.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.